to start our prelude with your attention. Our project number 28. Pick us up as you can.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart.
I want you to know, while it's been announced that we're broadcasting to you live from our Savior, we understand we're being overlaid by a commercial. We wait for them to free us up so we can do our worship service. We're listening to the broadcast as you are, waiting patiently for our air time, for our broadcast.
And we're going to say an extra prayer for those technicians.
Working in the station.
In the station.
Yes.
Because they are the extra link of our chain to get to you.
Commercial off yet? It's a long commercial. It's lasted 3 minutes.
Well, well, well.
Whatever's happening at the station, we're here at Our Savior. We proceed forward with the grace of God.
We are so glad you're here. It's the best day of its kind.
It is. Radio broadcast this day is sponsored by Lori Parker in memory of her mother, Marion Kloss, who, while deceased, had a birthday in November. And it's in her memory that Lori has sponsored this. Next week, Robin Abbott, in memory of her husband, Doug. December 20th, we are a community sponsor for many years and always grateful for that continuous and beloved gift of sponsoring this radio service. Tony Gaines and Judy Aver sponsors December 27th, and Gift of God been talking with through email with Caleb from the station manager for WPHM. We will be having a December 24th Christmas Eve worship service. Lori Parker has offered to sponsor it. She will sponsor it for us. Now, I do want to say something about that December 24th. It's a evening service at 7 o'clock broadcast. Is that I'd like you to do a home communion. I'll give you more details and reiterate week to week. But get a piece of wafer, flat bread, pita bread, a glass of wine, a little sip, a little bit of grape juice, whatever your flavor is in tradition. And we will do the liturgy for the Eucharist. We want you to commune at home. I've done thousands of home communions. This will be a first in this fashion. We can do that, as we are electronically connected in this fashion. So, we're ready to get started. This is Advent 2, which means that we are into peace. Last week, first week was hope. Second week, this week is peace. Peace. I don't want to confuse you with too many words, but next week is joy, this week is love, it's hope and peace. So, we begin our worship, our gathering hymn, is Angels from the Realms of Glory. Are we being broadcast yet?
Nope.
We hope it's being recorded and being broadcast. We just can't hear it on our radio system, WPHM. Pick us up. We're not hearing it on radio. Wasn't the right one. We're a little flustered here because the radio is not coming through with the broadcast on radio, which means
nothing but dead air.
Dead air. So hopefully something's being recorded for a podcast, but dear people at WPHM, pick us up and broadcast it for hundreds of people who listen to us right now. Get the broadcast going. We've lost 8 minutes. Okay, we're going to continue with the invocation. We believe God's with us in spite of technology. So we gather this day to worship our God, revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We confess together. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whose forgiveness is sure, whose steadfast love endures forever.
Amen.
Amen. Together, let us humbly and honestly confess, we have not lived as God desires. Loving and forgiving God, we confess
that we are held captive by sin.
In spite of our best efforts,
we have gone astray. We have not welcomed the stranger. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not been Christ to one another.
Restore us, O God. Wake us up and turn us from our sin.
Renew us each day in the light of Christ. Amen.
People of God, hear this glad news. By God's endless grace, your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are free. Free from all those who would hold you back. Free to live in peaceful realms of God. May you be strengthened in God's love, comforted by God's peace and Christ's peace, and accompanied with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hymn of praise this day, as with gladness, men of old. Part of their tradition here is they introduce Christmas during Advent music. Continue with our salutation. We still didn't get a phone call answered behind the scenes at WPHM. So we're shooting blind. It must be like a pilot inside his airplane with all the fog and everything around and clouds, and he cannot see where he's going. That's the way we feel here right now. So salutation. The Lord be with you.
And also with you. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, and prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve with you with purified lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We gather for the word which feeds our souls. Sure.
Our first lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 40, some verses. Comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sin. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?" All peoples are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass wither, the flower fades, and the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get up, you up high, to a mountain. O Zion, herald of good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judea, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and he recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm comes from Psalm 85. Our antiphon for today is, "Righteousness shall prepare a pathway for God." You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortune of Jacob.
You have forgiven the iniquity of your people
and blotted out all their sins. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. For you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you.
Truly your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land.
Righteousness shall prepare a pathway for God. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness shall go before the Lord, and shall prepare for God a pathway.
Righteousness shall prepare a pathway to God. Our second lesson comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, selected verses. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found in him by peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Pause here. Again, we are still not receiving the simulcast or broadcast from WPHM. We apologize for this. If you're getting it, God bless you. But on our radio system here, the intake is not coming to us from their output at WPHM. So be patient. When somebody flips the right switch there, we might be on the air. And hopefully we're being recorded for a podcast later today or some other time. I can say in 84 years, this has never happened to this degree. So we at our Savior are not responsible. So we're going to press on with the Word of God. That's what we live for. The Gospel for the second Sunday of Advent from Mark, first chapter, introduction. Glory to you, O Lord. So, this is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. As it's written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who's going to prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his way straight. Now, John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People from the whole Judean countryside, all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, were being baptized by him in the River Jordan. They were confessing their sin. Now John, who was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, who ate locusts and wild honey, he proclaimed the one who is more powerful than I is coming to me after me. And I'm not even worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you,
O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, believing that this word is going out, so we proclaim God's word and message through Hanukkah. These are the Sundays of Advent, as I said at the introduction of the service, if it did not go through. First Sunday last week was hope. This week is peace. It's the peace candle. If you have an Advent candle with the four candles. Next week is joy. It's a kind of pink, rose-colored. The last one is love, the fourth candle of Advent. I also mentioned earlier in the service, we have found out through WPHM, assuming the quality is still there, we're going to broadcast Christmas Eve, December 24th. It's open to us, and we grabbed it because we have done it for decades. We will broadcast the service live, but it will not be an in-house service for the congregation. So, consequently, I came up with another crazy, wacko idea. Isn't it like Pastor Don? I want you to take communion with the Doris Walker family and our Savior. Prepare for that special service at 7 o'clock with flatbread. have pita, you can have a wafer, you can have a cracker, and that'll be your unleavened bread. And then take wine, you don't have to take a full goblet, common cup, you can take a little bit, you can take grape juice if that's your flavor. We're going to do communion as a congregational and community and universal group of people. If it goes well with our worshipers, we'll try it again at another time. So, last week, if you remember Isaiah, which I don't think with all this pandemic stuff, chapter 6 was really dismal. It said, everything I tried, Lord, it doesn't seem to be working. It doesn't look like you're going to deliver us from anything. You just aren't producing for us. This week's is going to be about comfort. A different message from the same prophet, Isaiah. But earlier in chapter 40, you ever heard Cheryl bring us the word? It was one that called for comfort. It called for speaking tenderly to Jerusalem. The prophet is a different message here. It's to be encouragement. Tell her that your judgment from God has passed. He has extracted your penalty for your disobedience. He also goes on to say, there will be one coming who's going to be preparing the way of the Messiah, the anointed of God, the descendant of David, promised in 2 Samuel 7, the one spoken of for ages during the time of the prophets. He will be the one who delivers a good message, preparing a way. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain be made low, even ground will be made level, rough places are plain, and God's glory will be revealed. I lift from the gospel reading, which is just a thread, from Mark's gospel. And he proclaimed, this is John, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of the sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the mighty one. John's rule was not to be Messiah. He was to be the foretelling of the one who had come through Jesus. Now you might ask yourself, as people did for 600 years before the birth of Christ, how can these things happen? Let's be practical. But the Lord has spoken, Isaiah said. A voice says, cry out. I said, when am I going to cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades. The breath of the Lord blows upon it, and surely the people are grass. The grass withers. The flower fades. The word of God, however, will stand forever. Next passage of Isaiah is one that's used by Hondo, Messiah. And Handel composed that wonderful piece that is a favorite at this time of the year. If you have a copy of it, then understand and pick up on that. And go to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good things. Lift up your voice with strength. Jerusalem, good tidings. 2 weeks ago, we heard the passage about the shepherd and the sheep, the unfaithful ones, and God's deliverer. The cry of God's people came over long centuries. Now the wait is being consummated in the arrival of Messiah. So, second reading you heard for today. We've got conversations going left and right here at the radio station. People calling my cell phone.
We still will persevere with preaching.
Second Peter. Understand that the church in which Peter was writing, roughly 65 A.D., was being persecuted by the Roman authorities. Christians were dying left and right for their faith. Neighbors were turning in Christians. Christians were dying in Colosseums or just on their way to Rome. And understand that God's people were wondering, come on, Lord, get this show over. Jesus said, this generation will not pass away before I shall return. Well, perception of time, you know what that's like. Sometimes when you're waiting for something, it seems like time drags. The small child, it says, how much longer to Christmas?
How many more miles do we have to drive? It seems endless, right?
But if you're busy doing something else and you get forgetful, then you realize this is your timer on your phone or an alarm. Oh, geez, I'm going to be late. Where did the time go? And the time has come. In 2 Peter, it says it's going to be right on your doorstep. Understand, God is not slow about his promise, Peter, right? As you might think of slowness. His patience is because he wants nobody to perish. He wants all, you and I, people before us, people after us, to know of the coming of Jesus Christ. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will pass away with a loud noise. The elements will be dissolved. Therefore, beloved, while you're waiting for these things, you strive to be found to be at peace. That's by the blood. And regard the patience of our Lord as your salvation too. We come to the gospel text, pressing onward, from Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Introduction to the gospel of Matthew. No birth story. No angels. No magi. No shepherds. This is a weak, blank story. Mark is believed to be the first gospel written of the four. And there's all kinds of supporting ideas to support that scholarly. Its position is second in our canon, but that doesn't mean it's second in written. To those who have studied the Old and New Testament, you know they don't follow the order presented in the Bible. So here we are. It's the beginning of good news. Israel has waited over 600 years since Isaiah for something good. All the battles, all the ping-pong effect of other empires conquering this little tiny pipsqueak country of Israel. Now finally, good news is coming of Jesus Christ. He is, and Mark wants you to know it up front, the Son of God. He's not just another prophet on the sea. He's not just another foreteller.
He's not like John.
He is the real McCoy. And it goes on to quote the Isaiah passage, which was our first reading. See how the lectionary works together. The unknown messenger of Isaiah in 586 BC is now the person in Mark's gospel. They didn't know it back then. We know it now with hindsight. John, the baptizer. I always like to correct people, it's not a Baptist.
There were no Baptists in 1600.
And even that was, they were called the Anabaptists first. No, John's not a Baptist. He's John the Baptizer, proclaiming the gospel of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. His baptism is not like Jesus' baptism. His was repentance. Jesus' baptism is for completion, adoption into the family of God, and receiving the Holy Spirit. John didn't do it. And John was a strange character who had this mental picture of John.
He was bizarre.
He was like a man of our times, kind of out of character.
Didn't fit in.
Camel's hair coat. I always likened when he's standing in the water there doing the baptisms. That camel hair coat probably smelled like a wet dog.
Oh, stink.
And he's in the water, baptizing anybody who came to say, I want to change my life. I want my life to make a difference. I don't want to be self-centered. I want to seek God's will and God's purpose for me, and I surrender my life to God. That's the beginning of our journey. And so for John's baptism, repentance, the Greek word repentance is metanoia. It's a changed heart. Have you experienced a changed heart in your life? You just kind of muddle through every day, same old, same old? Or have there been flashes of light? That's true. God's awakening in your soul, my soul. To realize when we deviate off of this path and when we veer closer to God. In the course of his life, he proclaimed an example as well as by words, an austere lifestyle. That is, don't get invested in this earthly world. And we believe that Jesus followed the same kind of code of behavior. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, Jesus warned, put your treasures in heaven, where moths and all things that will cause rust and destruction of your preserved wealth will be challenged. Store with God the things that are important. I would encourage you, as I was preparing for this, thinking about how does one prepare for Advent, Christmas, even Epiphany, the season that follows the days of Christmas, is to pull out, if you own, the Bible Story DVD set. Came out about 10, 12 years ago. You pull it out, there's 5 or 6 discs to it, charting the Old Testament, New Testament. As you go through it and you get up to the New Testament, or you could just start with the New Testament, because it's going to start with John, going back to the Old Testament, linking the two promises, the one foretold and the promise revealed and actualized. So, pull it out. Do a segment every day. A segment every week, as religiously as you would worship. The DVD set is called Bible. Look for the credits for you next time. So, theme for the day has been peace. It's been about comfort. And I hope we're on the radio now. Mm-mm. We're not on the radio now. God help us. Mm-hmm. Okay. One who gives us these promises, he's credible. Unlike our human institutions, capable to make all things happen for the well-being of God's people. To God be given the praise, the honor, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And our hymn of the day is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and hopefully on some podcast or by the grace of God, it's going to be heard some besides the Doors Blockers.
Hail the Lord, Prince of Peace. Hail the
shall see. It was our hymn of the day, if this was broadcast. We affirm our faith. We believe somehow this word and broadcast will get out there somewhere, sometime, somehow, in spite of not hearing it or seeing it. We affirm it through the creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You'll lead us in prayers.
God of power and might, comfort your people and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. Faithful God, you teach us to wait for you with faithfulness and patience. Sustain and support us in our doubts and questions. Nurture our faith as we discern and enact your mission. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Loving God, you set the stars in the sky and breathe life into the earth. Renew the face of creation where it is in need of your healing touch. Mend the wounds of environmental damage and restore balance to ecosystems so that all creation can declare your praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Steadfast God, you never tire of seeking justice where people suffer from discrimination, judgment, and injustice. Speak words of truth and comfort. Lead us toward a world where faithfulness will sprout underfoot and righteousness rain down from above. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Mating God, you ask us to make uneven ground smooth, make even the disparities between your people, sustain and support people with physical and intellectual disabilities, accompany disability advocates who work for a world accessible to all. Teach us to celebrate the great in diversity in your midst. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Tender God, you know sorrow and joy alike. We pray for those in our families and congregation who are not joyful in this holiday season. Comfort those who grieve. Be a companion to all who are lonely. Tend to those who are sick or struggling with depression, and gather all people in your healing embrace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Eternal God, we give thanks for the saints who have prepared your way in the wilderness and taught us to continue their faithful work. Make their generous lives an example for all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. As of today's broadcast on Channel 4 News, McLaren Port Huron Hospital is at full occupancy due to COVID. So, Lord, for all those, not just in Port Huron, for all lives affected by this insidious disease, as it moves across this nation indiscriminately and by those who defy to take protocols, gracious God, pray for healing and restoration for that which is dividing this nation. We pray for all those around the world suffering from this disease. We're not the only ones, Lord. You know how this world is crying out to you, some to blind darkness because they don't see you. For those of us who call you and name you as Father, Son, and Spirit, gracious God, we pray your healing touch to this globe. We also remember, and particularly new to our list, Maria Romp, Tony Gaines. Continuing prayers of healing for Joe Colhart, his dear wife, Elvira Kopar, for Donna Taylor, for Ray Shinosky, for Don Chittister, for all those we would name in our hearts, Lord, before you and our families and our homes, dealing with disease or just dealing with financial burdens or frustrations of what I call the twilight zone of this year. Gracious God, be kind and gracious and give us the theme for the day, peace. Draw near to us, O God. Receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray as our Lord asked us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Some of the announcements to kind of put before you. Birthdays. Today is the birthday of Brandon Mack of this congregation. Music next week is going to be by the praise team. And we believe the Macks may be contributing some of that music. The D. Terrys will be doing it. And Scott Pike and Marshall Wetzel are the team. Birthday also is Linda Kilborn. Also, Jim Bourne Traeger on the 12th. Draven. Hi, Draven. On the 14th. Tristan Morrison, who now lives outside of Michigan, down in the southern land. His birthday is the 14th. Bradley Terry, getting older. His birthday is going to be the 15th. So that's into the next week. For all those having birthdays. And today is the anniversary. If you can send a card to Chuck and Diane Ramey. It's their 51st wedding anniversary. Flood them with cards. Because all the changes of the last 4 or 5 years of their life have been terrible. And they need hope and encouragement and peace that we can give them. Offering envelopes were distributed this week by Bill Price. He stood up and asked if he could distribute them. So Tuesday morning, and of course we had to have snow. And then on Wednesday evening, he delivered approximately a dozen boxes to families. We hope another council member will contact me and set up a time so I can publicize it, and it will be an effective date to get distribution. We encourage people to take more than one, and as soon as possible, get it to your friends and family of our Savior. Reminder, December 24th will be a Christmas Eve broadcast at 7 p.m. Home communion and more guidelines as you need it. We continue our service with our offering hymn. It's an instrumental version of the Sabbath prayer from Fiddler on the
Roof. Fiddler on the Roof.
That was easy for me to say.
Gracious God, you have created all that is, and you provide for us in every season. Bless all that we offer, that through these gifts, the world will receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, we pray. Amen.
The Creator of the stars bless your advent waiting. The long-expected Savior fill you with love. The unexpected Spirit guide your journey now and forever. Amen. And we hope and pray this radio and podcast will somehow self-heal, because it's not healing now. Our sending hymn is May God Be With You Till We Meet Again.
Go in peace.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'm sorry that we could do nothing about the broadcast. It's in other people's hands. But I claim the promise that was spoken that the word of God never returns void. So we're two or three gathered together, the Dorsbachers here in the facility of our Savior. But the church is dispersed in the homes of the community and around the state and the nation. We are the body of Christ, and we gathered in that name. Some may not have gotten this broadcast and may not have the means to do the podcast. But those of you who do have a podcast, try to share it with those members who could not get this broadcast on a radio because of technology. We are the body. We take care of the body. We send our love and prayers, and we are totally anxious and frustrated for this kind of a conclusion to worship. God's grace be with you. And give you peace.